Ever wonder why, despite all your best intentions and self-help books, you keep repeating the same patterns? The answer is simpler and harder than you think. You're lying to yourself. Not occasionally or about small things, but systematically about who you are and what holds you back. This isn't just another feel-good manual with empty promises. It's a confrontation with the comfortable deceptions that keep you stuck. The foundation of transformation requires two essential ingredients most of us lack: radical honesty and keeping promises. We've become experts at self-deception, claiming we're fine when we're miserable, saying we can't when we absolutely can, and promising changes we never make. Even more damaging is our relationship with promises. We've broken so many that even we don't believe ourselves anymore. Your personal power directly correlates to keeping your word. Every significant failure in your life stems from a broken promise to yourself or others. What if, instead of planning and strategizing, you simply answered difficult questions with complete honesty? What if you made promises beyond what seems possible, then transformed your life to keep them? This isn't about inspiration or motivation. It's about sustained effort and uncomfortable self-examination that breaks through long-held patterns of avoidance. We all harbor aspects of ourselves we can't overcome, perceived flaws that feel deeply ingrained. These dark spots dominate our lives as we construct our existence around them. Whether it's lack of confidence, being too accommodating, or fearing rejection, these issues control us in ways we don't fully acknowledge. When you say, "I'm just not a morning person," or "I've always been terrible with money," you're reinforcing your self-imposed prison. These aren't casual observations, but sentences you've passed on yourself, often manifesting as depression, emotional numbness, anger, or physical symptoms. The breakthrough comes when you recognize how you've been tolerating these negative self-perceptions. Don't craft elaborate explanations for why you're stuck. Take immediate action. Don't try to become confident through endless internal processing. Do confident. Actions precede feelings, not the other way around. Select one crucial area to transform, identify how victory would change your daily life, and make a specific promise with clear accountability. This isn't about perfection, but about interrupting old patterns to create meaningful change. Why do we struggle so much with relationships? Our adult connections mirror childhood relationships. Patterns formed with parents, siblings, and teachers create templates we unconsciously apply to adult interactions. When criticized by your partner, are you responding as an adult or reverting to childhood feelings? The path to healthier relationships begins with acceptance, allowing others to be themselves. This means seeing difficult people as they truly are, not as you wish they were. Acceptance doesn't mean approving bad behavior, but seeing the whole person beyond their actions. Forgiveness follows acceptance and directly correlates to our peace of mind. Whatever we refuse to forgive lives within us, eroding our joy. Forgiveness isn't letting people off the hook. It's seeing someone's humanity while maintaining boundaries. It's about your liberation, not theirs. Making real change requires showing up differently. When you start expressing needs and setting boundaries, people will likely resist. Your courage lies in maintaining your new approach despite attempts to pull you back into familiar patterns. The commercialized search for purpose is misleading. Purpose isn't found externally, but created internally. Many quit good jobs to find purpose, only to end up confused and unfulfilled. Purpose is living with intentionality rather than on autopilot. Often, your current situation isn't the problem, it's how you're showing up in it. Bishop's wife exemplifies this. She labeled each parenting activity on her calendar with "creating a man." This reframing transformed mundane tasks into meaningful contributions toward her deeper intention. When you create a purpose larger than everyday concerns, it calls you to be more, bolder, more influential, more loving. As George Bernard Shaw noted, there is joy in being used for a mighty purpose rather than remaining a feverish, selfish little clod of complaints. Your purpose is your own invention, a challenge you present yourself with that requires constant self-reminder and is entirely your responsibility to create and maintain. The first step toward transformation is becoming willing. Dedicate a day to cultivating willingness or taking a stand against what you'll no longer tolerate across all life domains. Imagine approaching your most dreaded task with complete willingness. Whether it's having that difficult conversation or tackling neglected paperwork, how would simply saying, "I am willing," transform your experience? Next, examine an area where you feel you've been losing and uncover what you're actually winning. What point are you proving by maintaining your current state? Who do you blame? Someone in persistent financial trouble might be winning at proving they're a victim or avoiding responsibility. Once you recognize these unconscious patterns, redirect this energy towards something constructive. Challenge yourself to tackle something you've been actively avoiding and take immediate action to demonstrate how powerfully you can address life's challenges. We often mistake our thoughts for reality, creating mental prisons that limit our possibilities. The fifth assignment, I am not my thoughts, I am what I do, challenges you to do at least four things you typically wouldn't: eating at an unfamiliar restaurant, buying unusual clothes, saying things you'd normally withhold, or applying for a new job. This practice reveals how your life is governed by habit rather than conscious choice. Acting differently helps you see yourself differently, creating new neural pathways that expand your identity. Identify areas where you flatlined in your comfort zone and document what operating at a higher level would look like. Set twice daily reminders of this assertion: I expect nothing and accept everything. When the reminder appears, approach your current activity from this perspective. This highlights where you're not accepting reality or are hung up on expectations. Acceptance of current circumstances is necessary for meaningful change. You can't transform what you refuse to acknowledge. You have two choices: continue self-defeating patterns or take complete responsibility for your life. Meaningful change happens through consistent, small daily actions, not dramatic gestures. We are not our thoughts, bodies, past experiences, or habits. We're simply a space for life to happen and a miracle of being. This perspective frees us from self-imposed limitations. What if you invested energy in figuring out how to achieve goals instead of explaining why you can't? What if you treated promises to yourself as sacred contracts and brought purpose to even mundane aspects of life? No one is coming to save you or give your life purpose. The path forward isn't about gathering more information or waiting for the perfect moment. It's about taking consistent action now. Transform from a passive character in someone else's story into the author of your own. The question isn't whether you can change your life, it's whether you'll finally choose to do the work.